Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Please turn to the book of 1 Peter chapter 1.
Petro umedikan tibaku.
And we will take our text from verse 8. Today we want to learn about the mind. Are you ready to learn about your mind? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God gave you a mind.
And
we want to learn about the mind. Praise his holy name.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter chapter
1.
And then verse
8.
Whom have you not seen? He's talking about Jesus.
Now, wakasafa Yesu huasi ya wanuma wamu huu yenu.
Whom you have not seen, although you have not seen Jesus, you love him.
Wamu se yenhu ni dia nanso yadonu.
Though now you do not see him, yet believing.
Na wamu se sisi yenhu huu ni dia nanso kwaswara jidiemu.
Yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
Na yewo enije bi a wu danu hu adia enye ye.
So although you do not see him, you are still, because you believe in him, you are joyful.
Ewo mu se wu hu ne de nanso esa jide a wo woni mu ne ti dan nyina wanije.
Receiving the end of your faith, underline receiving.
Na ewiye yi se wu ji wu jide no.
Even the salvation of your soul. So the end of your faith is the salvation of your soul. You are a believer already. And you are rejoicing with joy inexpressible. And you are looking for the ultimate. That is the salvation of your soul. Of this salvation. Are you looking into your Bible? Of this salvation, the prophets have inquired and searched carefully. So what salvation did the prophets inquire and search carefully?
He's
talking about the salvation of your soul. We are in verse 10 now. Look into your Bible. Who prophesied of the grace that will come to you? Searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glories that should follow.
Now, Yesu
to the prophets it was revealed.
Now,
that not to themselves, but to us they were ministering the things which are now reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Spirit. Sent to you from heaven. Things which angels desire to look into. What are angels desiring to look into? What did prophets inquire whether that thing is about them? And what time the salvation of the soul will take place?
They
were inquiring about the salvation of your soul. Can you put your hands
together?
Something that people take for granted, some people did not take for granted at all.
Adebia, and they are munish, and they are munish, and they
are. Hey, prophets,
come, Shafo.
When they read about the glories that will follow the crucifixion,
Emra wa mo kenkan fa en mo nyama ebeba amanihuru na chi no.
And they saw that your soul was going to be freed also.
No mo wo so se wo kra no so ebefa ne ho adi no.
They said they wanted that.
Omo ka so wo mo pesa de no.
And so they said, what time is it going to take place? And God told them, no, it's not for you. It is for us. The Bible says that angels are even looking into this. So we are going to talk about a prosperous mind. And in the course of it, we are going to teach angels. So that they understand the salvation of the soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you excited about the salvation of your soul?
When it just said,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Is there something else apart from believing in Jesus and rejoicing that you are going to heaven and you are born again? Is there another salvation which you should be receiving?
And so, and this nimdie bi oha wo se yehu. Ana se nije bi oha wo se yenya. Se wo benya nkwagie na wako osra himemu. Ehu no bi wo ho. Enkwagie bi wo ho biomu ana.
Salvation, receiving the salvation of your soul means that it's a process.
Na sɛ yɛka sɛ nkwagye ma wo kra, ɛkyerɛ sɛ ɛyɛadeɛ bi a ɛyɛ nkakra nkakra.
It is not talking about Jesus Christ coming and you going to heaven. No. That one is an event. It is something that happened. It's a program. It will happen once. This salvation that prophets inquire, which angels are also looking, desiring to look into, it says that you are receiving it. It's a process. You receive it after you are born again.
Na sa kwaje ye yo kran kwaje asem aye kai. Enti se se dia wa be fa Christ na kwaje na aye prekope. Ya true din da bi. Na mom wo se we wu gusora wo je. Wo gusora wo je sa enkwaje na eho ma wo kra no ho.
Now in this service I'm going to show you from the Bible how human beings were designed by our Maker God.
Nana me baba chira okwan a onyankopon fa so eda yenye di se wonipa.
And then we will look at how we should function to bring about God's kingdom on this earth.
Na ya behwe kwan ya fa se yeye ye hu nioma ana yeye nioma bi a onyame ahinie no ebetumi abemu asase.
So we will look at our design and our function, the biblical way we are designed and how we should function.
Na ya be chira kwan ya onyame fa so bo yen ni ade a wo se yeye.
Because then we can bring about God's kingdom. God's kingdom on earth is one of abundance of all good things.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We must have abundance of God, all good things, and we must bring about abundance of all good things. Hallelujah. In people and in Hallelujah. Places.
Hallelujah. Now we say yenya nipa mebusu bebrebe, ewo nyamia hini enumu, na bebi biara yebeko biara, nipa mebusu wa yemuno, yebedane diwa bebiara.
So the kingdom and its good things, which should be in abundance, should be in people. And it should be in places.
Enuti eni apa ebusu na dosun ewo nyame ahini enum no ewo se ewo nipamu na wo miamia eso.
If you know how a machine should function or a product should function,
so when you say nyame hi ewo se ye adwuma ana de bia wukuta na ewo se wo de ye adwuma,
then you can get more results or output from it.
And then wo betumi anya ho faso bebebe.
Otherwise, the product will be operating below capacity.
And yes, sadia nessa adiana wukrano, and to me nyana juma nyina sadia was aye.
Operating below capacity.
So we ya juma asininye SSA aye.
Taking input.
So wujinyoma.
But not giving out as much as is expected of you.
So wujinyoma egu wumu ne mom nya wase fi wumu bano. And masadia sese eba.
Have you had a machine like that?
When your machine be at this,
you get every good thing.
But
it is stuck within. It doesn't serve its real purpose. I used to have a fridge like that. You put it on, it will consume all the power.
Now, electricity will
put all the things inside, but it will not freeze.
Yade, yade, bibi, abeche fridge, musu, yade.
I said, take everything out, put it off. It can't just take things and refuse to accomplish its purpose.
Na fridge di yani mi wudi adiye shemu wose yenyu ni yadi. Na wu fridge adi wabaya di unyama shemu awa wu yenyu musu awa nyadine. Ana so fosi mundu mnu namu yi bibi enfim.
I didn't buy the fridge for decoration.
Ma anto fridge ni se mesi wane yafanye photo.
Most of our fridges are white. I didn't just want a white thing in my place.
You have to
freeze.
In a
similar way,
you
will be more effective in bringing God's kingdom of peace and prosperity and purity and power on this earth if you know how you are designed and how you should function.
Na kosi se wo behu sentre wo nyame ba wo fae ene nia wo hwehwe se wo beye no ade biblia ro nyame di be so mu no wutumi fa nya adwuma.
Because your function is to be a kingdom bringer, bringing the kingdom to people and to places.
Na wo adwuma ne se wo di wo nyame ahinie no bebre nipa ene miae miae.
So let us start with the design of a human being.
Ene tumu ma ye hwase fi se de onyame enwene ye mfae.
And I want to caution you from Psalm 139 verse 14.
Enum aduasa
139 verse 14.
Aha aduasa enan chichemu du enan.
There David says that I will praise you, I will yada you, lift throw up my hands to you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Hallelujah. David si wanyami e, mama misa suma truntru ma yi waye, esan se wa ye mi onwanwani ni obi a mi huye hu.
Tell the person sitting by you, you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Wanyami wa ye mi onwanwani na mi hu su ye hu.
Yeah. Tell the person, you are very complex.
Kacha ni otu unsiani se, nyome wo umune e hu.
You are not simple at all.
Enyadi wanyami bo, bibia simple.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, we must know that a human being is a very complex being.
Have you realized
that human beings are complex?
Hey!
Complex.
Complex.
We are not simple at all. Sometimes people try to simplify human beings. But that is all right.
Then so enter, sir.
Complex in design.
Nah, said do nyame wan nyu na yan afa no eyehu na enwanwa.
But it is not a negative complexity.
Enye ade eyehu eye bone.
It's a positive one.
Eye ade eyehu eye.
Because we are made after the image of God.
Esan se wo nyame ne sa so no bo ye.
God is complex.
Onyame ne wo yehu ye.
I'm telling you, God is not simple. And the things that he makes, have you realized that the things God makes, they are not simple? You even take an ant. You see that an ant is not a simple insect. Sometimes you read in the Bible about elders and people in God's presence, and they have half face of a lion, their half is like an eagle, the other face is like a human being, and I mean very complex. Some of the creatures of heaven, they have got eyes and the eyes are moving like that. You think that is simple?
Now shadi onyami aboni bi wudi ko revelation and disem o simpenifo na wa bonyami abowo mno ebu ha ne fanti se sebo.
If you see this heavenly creature, you may run away.
Na so wo sa abodi aye e wo esuru ye a ube jwane.
Some of the angels, they describe them, they have got 6 wings. Can you imagine it?
Mm.
2, they are using it to fly. 2 are covering something. I mean, they are very complex.
Now, what they hear, so about for me, be no more. Why? I'm on top of the insia. Now, Bible say, I'm to be the Bianu Katawa Moho. Bianu Sua Wanea, and I'm Bianu Sua too. And you're who?
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So, you are a very complex creation.
And it will on your mia boss from Kokra.
You are made of, you are a spirit who has a soul and a body.
We are susuma, and what a kra, and inipedia.
And we've been speaking about the soul. We said that apart from the spirit being delivered or saved, your soul should be saved as well. We have said that this salvation of your soul is the prayer of Jesus Christ. Because the salvation of your soul will lead to kingdomization of the earth. And his burden is the kingdom coming on earth. That is his yoke. So his prayer is that you will be saved to the uttermost. You have the salvation of your soul so that the kingdom can then come.
And
now, the soul is made up of the will, the mind, and the emotion.
Okra na wo wano. And yoma miyansa nebom na ya okra. Wope. Wajini. Ene wankatidiye.
We have spoken last week about the will or your desires, your interests, and your passions. Now we are looking at a prosperous mind that will enable you to bring about what God has ordained for humanity. Now I'm going to use 2 illustrations to help you to understand your design. I will use a home, a typical home illustration and a workplace illustration. And I want you to indulge me. Because very soon I'll preach to you. Let's take the home illustration first. In a typical home, we have the father, the mother, and a child or children.
Say a kefia, a jano waho, and nano waho, and a mofrano soho.
That's a typical home.
Say a kefia.
Now, the father is the spirit.
Na a jano any susumunu.
The mother is the soul.
Ma meno any okrano.
And the children are the body.
Na enkwalano any nipediano.
The father is the spirit of the home. Sometimes when your father is not around, because he's the spirit of the home, you cannot put a finger on anything, but you know that something is missing. That is why we must minister to people who come from homes where the father is not there, because if you do not have the spirit of the home, you see that there is something amiss. You pray all the prayers, you do everything, but
There is something you can't put a finger on because the old man has traveled or the old man is no more.
Na ya na ekoba ne pempenso bi a wunya obi a ebia na gya ne wetu kwan an oni ho a awose wunya kwan bi so na wone ne ka wanyame asem ni yesan se obebo mpa ye nyina obeya kwan chire biara na su betumi hu se na bibi wo mu a na ayira wo sa woni ana brabo.
Yeah, and the mother is the soul.
Na maami no ani okra do.
So the soul of the home is the mother.
Ani ti okra na
this soul is close to the spirit and close to the body, in between the spirit and then the body.
Na sa okra ya ye kan eni sunsum ni ben eni ni padua no so ben.
We will speak a little more about that.
Na ye be kasa bibia fa eno so ho.
And the child is the body.
Na abofra no eni ni padua no.
That is what you should take care of.
Na eno ni ade a wosa wo hwe so.
Because if you destroy your body, your spirit will run away. Yeah. Anytime somebody destroys his body, the spirit leaves. So your body guarantees your tomorrow.
Now,
of the spirit, soul, and body, the most complex is the soul or the mother.
Na sunsum okra ani nipadua no nia ehwe ahomete kakra e okra no.
The most complex personality in the entity we call the home is the mother.
Na nia owo mu a ehwe asemka wose ne tenu eye maame no.
As is divided into three.
Esa sa maame no ya che ni mu miensa.
Divided into the will, the mind, and the emotions.
Na okra no ya che ni mu wo adwene wo pe eno nkatedie mu.
We are all fearfully and wonderfully made, complex as human beings, both males and females. But the woman is very complex.
What a shock. Now I say, ye nyina wonyame aboye sonko de, onyame aboye sa ye yangwanwafo ye hu ye hu. Na mom oba ne de
now, using the same home illustration, the world is the father. We are looking at the soul now. The soul is made up of the will, the mind, and the emotions. On top of the three is the will. And that is the father. The world is in charge. And broadly controls the mind and the emotions. Are you aware of that? That your world is in charge of your mind and your emotions? That according to your world, you can decide that I will not show the emotion of anger. So somebody can infuriate you, but if you decide that I will not be angry and I will show love, by an act of your will, you will show the love. So that is the rule of the will. Is it like the father in charge and decides what the mind should even give itself to?
Enu ti openu ye sonku ne jao ti se ja na openu ne chire ade adwene no ene nkate de no enye.
Now we come to the second component of the soul, the mind.
Na ade atusu mienu wo okra no mu ne ye wadwene.
Using the home illustration, the mind is the mother.
Adwene ye ni fie toto ho adwene no ene maame no.
The mind runs things like a mother on daily basis.
Na maame no na ohwe manuoma eye se de ye ti se de efiete adwen no.
Titus 2 verse 4 to 5 tells us that the woman or the wife must be domestically inclined in the Greek.
Na sa wohwe Titus nwoma na wose maame no e wose oyo obi a ne san no otumi di ye adwuma.
So the mind executes things, carries out things. The will is carried out What the father wants, the one who does the day-to-day running of the show is the mother.
And you see, Eja ne panu wo ho na mom ne obehwe se efie ne dan ne dan nyoma ebeto ye no eye ena no.
Now the emotion are the children.
Na enkate de no eja ho mankwala no.
They broadly follow.
Omo de ne omo maami ne omo papa beka no omo de akire.
Mirror the state of the will and the mind. The emotion will always follow the will and then the mind.
Na enkate de no ya adwene ne opene beye no enu na obedi akire.
Like your children, they just mirror you. If you look at them, you see that there is my child, because he looks like you and she looks like you and he behaves like you, and whatever atmosphere you create, that is how come they carry it out. So the emotion, they are the children, they just follow the will and then the mind. If you can tackle and have a prosperous will, and you can tackle and have a prosperous mind, I tell you what, your life and your character will be different.
Yes. Na ayan kati de no ni opene ni adwene no beka beye no eno na kati de ni de chai sa abofra nkwale wo fie utumi akwale sa wo semene ni ye eno ni nipesu ni ban no ekyere sa akwale me ba eno ti se wo betumi agina wo peso eno adwene so edisu a eno na wo kati de no so ebedi ekyere sa.
Now I want you to indulge me as I use their workplace illustration. Because in a typical workplace, you have the board of directors, you have the CEO, and then you have the workforce or the laborers.
Board of directors, CEO, board of and now I see a funny Jumaya phone.
Okay. Now, this workplace illustration goes like this. The board of directors, they are the spirit.
Now, Juma Muno, you can't board of one, I'm going to Jehoma Sunsumuno.
That is the spirit of a man.
And then, Onipa Esunsum.
They are in charge of formulation of the mission and broad policies.
Omono, Juma Nunani Swadi Hukasiano, and then I'm going to hear church or Hunyama.
And whatever God wants that you do in your life, His point of contact is your human spirit. He will put His vision in there. He will put His policies in there. He will put His intention in there. And you have a responsibility to do something about it, I'll show you.
And nuti, so when you pursue your Bibia, ani usunsunu ne nyan kitahudie odena dwene ne nitimpo ne sheshaye ebeka usunsunu no ama usu wahu onyame adwene ne bi.
Now the CEO or management in the workplace is the soul.
Na seye ka CEO na se manager omo wadwuma mu a enu gya ho ma okra no.
Who is in charge of the day to day realization of the mission? The soul is the mother, don't forget.
Na okra no ana CEO no ono no ahwe se adwuma eya dada adwuma ye beye mane a ya hyehye se ye benya ne se adwuma no omo hwe ma yeye.
Now the workforce or the laborers, they are the body.
Na adwuma fo ne nyina agira ho ma ne padua no.
The first people that you see when you get there.
Na krofo edi kan ya ubehu ansana ubehu oma ansana wahu obi aye adwuma
ye. Mirror in the CEO in the function.
Ah, omo da CEO no hu adi won omo adwuma omo yemu.
Now finally,
ye chocho,
breaking the soul down into the will, the mind and the emotions.
Na se ye bubu okra no mu no sumunti e.
Using the workplace illustration.
Ah, ye di adwuma mu mfato ho na ye di adwuma yi.
The will equals the board of directors.
Na wonipa ne panu agira ho ma board fo no.
They take the final decision. The mind is the CEO.
Na adwene no any manager no.
Or the boss.
Anasa boss wo wo ho.
He executes and carries out.
Ono nia ya ka kire no no na wo hwe no waye.
The emotion is the workforce.
Na nkate de no any adwumayefo no.
He just mirror the CEO in function. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the mother and the CEO translates the intentions of God through your spirit and your will into practical reality.
Ẹnu ti akẹ́kọ̀ọ́ sẹ wọ kra nu ọjà hàn màmá mi sí ìwòsàn ọjà hàn màmá mi na ẹdwuma wọ̀yẹ ni sẹ sunsun mu nkitahudi a wọ̀nyà mi ẹni na di nu ọkra nu ẹna ebubu mu ma ẹkọ ni dan ni da sẹ diẹ wọsẹ wọ̀yẹ nu.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.